Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, I'm here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is the 16th day of the year 2004. On this Friday edition, we're going to have wide open phones today. We also have the folks from a new Christian website, bushrevealed.com, coming on with us. And one of the folks that runs the website was on the show 3 years ago. He was going to Temple University, head of a Christian organization there. He was kidnapped by school officials. This was admitted, folks, in mainstream media, for trying to have a counter-protest against the Corpus Christi abomination play that has Christ playing the part of a male prostitute, a homosexual male prostitute. He protested that peaceably. They kidnapped him, tried to put him in a loony bin, but now they run a major website exposing Bush for his true record. But I thought it'd also be interesting having this guest back on, Michael Markavich, to go over what happened to him 3 years ago, because it's a thought crime that he had committed. So we also have Steve Lefemme, the director of Columbia Christians for Life, coming on the show, who also runs the website bushrevealed.com. My website, of course, or websites, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And here's some of the news that's on the sites and that's coming up today. U.S. joins Iraqis to seek U.N. role in interim rule. See, the U.N.'s going to come in as the good cop. We told you that 2 years ago. Jailed immigrants to register for the draft. And that harkens back to the Washington Times article of a year ago, where it says they're hiring aggravated felons who are illegals. That's right, for the military. Not just criminals like Stalin did or Hitler did, opening up the jails, but illegals who are criminals. Danish tests show arms found in Iraq not chemical. That's probably about the 25th time, I was counting it up last night, about the 25th time they've claimed they found weapons of mass destruction and then later announced that, no, they were wrong. Of course, in many cases, they do find chemical weapons but can't announce it because it's got made in the USA on it, and, well, that wouldn't look too good. Also, court, yelling at teens, a crime. They were drag racing out in the front yards. This woman walked up and said, I'm calling the police, you're going to jail. The police arrested her instead. And last week, a 75-year-old grandmother yelled at her granddaughter that lives with her, who's 16, about not stealing the car at night. And just yelled at her, and she just got several months in prison and 6 months, 6 years probation, So it's will be like England soon, where you stab an intruder in your home and you get life in prison. A traveler's flute causes airport evacuation. The idiots up in Maine didn't know what a flute was and thought it was some type of gun to show their massive ignorance. That's like last week, Homeland Security and the FBI and the state police in Boston gave a homeschooler family a visit because the woman went to, a white woman, by the way, imagine if she'd been an Arab, went to buy a flight simulator at the video game section of Staples, a business store, and they SWAT-teamed them quite nicely, of course. They say, don't have a road atlas in your car, or they may have to take you in for questioning. Federal court upholds D.C. handgun ban. NRA lost that one on purpose, as usual. IRS moves to threaten the Second Amendment. Oh, you didn't hear about this? This is from gun owners. We'll be getting into it for you. Judge to rule on Israeli charge with weapons smuggling. And who is he smuggling to, as usual? The Muslims. That's right. The biggest traitors against Israel are people in Israel. Ontario considers fingerprinting driver's license, unifying that system. Folks, I haven't even begun to get into the news. We have a FEMA false alert as well. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Hey, boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com, we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 8 minutes and 48 seconds into the first hour of this global transmission against tyranny. We're going to have wide open phones. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. All across the country and in Canada and in England, I've been on the radio all over the world, people across the political spectrum are waking up to the fact that it doesn't matter if it's Republicans or Democrats, Tories or Labor, we are all losing our freedoms in this so-called war on terror, and it is the supposed protectors that are themselves the terrorists. Coming up in the middle of the next hour, new Christian site, Don't Vote for W, BushReveal.com contends president is compromising faith, promoting evil, and they go through just some of the evidence. Boy, I have to give them some examples of the real record, and I will when they're on air with us. But let's go through the news right now. U.S. joins Iraqis to seek U.N. role in interim rule. This is out of the New York Times. The Bush administration, trying to rescue its troubled plan to restore sovereignty to Iraq, is joining Iraqi leaders to press the United Nations to play a role in choosing an interim government in Baghdad, administration officials said yesterday. Now, about a month ago, Javier Solano, the former head of the EU, one of their top ambassadors now, said, oh, yes, I've met with Bush and others. We're going to have the UN running Iraq within a year. And I told you 2 years ago, when they first started the Iraq drum war, the war drums, that they were going to have the UN come in after about a year of occupation as the good cop, that we were going to play the part of the bad cop, because this is what they do time and time again. This actually legitimized the UN in the minds of the third world and energized this organization, which is totally illegitimate. Again, they now say, okay, there's a new world order, but will it be the UN-run new world order or the evil American new world order? Well, either way, it's the new world order, but they give you this illusion of choice. Paul Bremer III, the American administrator in Baghdad, and an Iraqi delegation led by Anan Pachichi, the current chairman of the Iraq Governing Council, will make an urgent appeal on Monday for greater United Nations involvement, the official said. In Iraq on Thursday, tens of thousands of demonstrators put pressure on the United States to change its plans, marching in Basra to support calls for Iraq's leading Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, for direct elections. Now, the average American has heard that they, quote, have had an election. No. Bremer appointed, 320 governors or sub-governors over different districts and towns and cities of Iraq. And, again, then they control the so-called opposition. And so when you see the controlled opposition, it's a bunch of red flags, a bunch of communists marching around saying, we want the UN, we want the UN. And they go, okay, we'll give you what you want. Here comes the UN. This is one of the oldest tactics around. Rome would send in a governor. He would oppress the people for a year or two. Rome would rebuke him, remove him, and send somebody in as the, quote, savior, who would actually turn up the heat and oppress even more, but it won't matter because now they'll accept them as their savior, giving them false victories. And they do that here with our presidential elections. It's all controlled. So as we told you, that's now happening. Jailed immigrants to register for draft. This is out of the Associated Press. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who we've had on before, has his own little private Shawshank Redemption system going down there, who gained notoriety for putting inmates on chain gangs and issuing them striped uniforms and pink underwear, has now ordered all undocumented immigrants currently in jail to register for the draft. And, of course, they've reconstituted the draft boards as well. About 500 undocumented immigrants housed in the Phoenix Area County jail system have not complied with a 1980 federal law that requires all men between the ages of 18 and 26 to register for the draft, regardless of their immigration status, Arpaio said. And, folks, again, over a year ago, there was a Washington Times article detailing the fact that the military isn't just hiring illegals, but they're specifically hiring aggravated felons, rapists, arsonists, robbers, armed robbers. I mean, this is mainstream, folks. I can't believe it myself, though. And now they're gearing up to do this all over the country. I've seen articles where they're now registering prison populations, jail populations for the draft. In fact, for years, they have been hiring people out of the prisons. And the average person has no idea this is even going on. And for those that don't know, when your government starts hiring foreigners to make up your military, you're in deep trouble. What the British did in 1776. But when you've got them hiring criminals on top of that, I mean, you don't need any more indicators of how serious it is. And I've seen it. I've seen it. A lot of you have seen it. Have you seen the Army of One ad? I was a Russian Spetsnaz. Now I work for the Army of One. The Army of One. Yes, an army of sociopaths breathing depleted uranium. So it's they're now inoculating us psychologically to accept this. Danish tests show arms found in Iraq, not chemical. Again, there's been at least 25 cases of where they dig up weapons of mass destruction. They claimed it was mustard gas, and then a tiny retraction. Okay, the Danish Army said on Wednesday, they're the folks that discovered it, initial tests showed a cache of mortar rounds found buried in Iraq on January 9th did not contain any chemical substances and originally suspected. The expert group from the Iraq Survey Group have investigated five, and none of them have shown any trace of chemical substances, the Danish Army Operational Command said in a statement. But our military, the day they found them, said we found chemical weapons. By the way, Iraq is littered from end to end, from side to side, from point of the compass to point of the compass, from north to south, to east to west, with weapons caches. But they're declared weapons caches, and we have video of them with U.S. markings on them. They've got to find stuff that wasn't declared. You understand? Traveler's flute causes airport evacuation. This too out of the AP. A passenger's flute tucked inside a homemade container triggered the Portland International Jet Port. Evacuated Tuesday because screeners believe the package could be a bomb. The jet port where two of the September 11th terrorists set off on their attack on the World Trade Center was reopened in less than 2 hours. The passenger was allowed to board his flight after being questioned, but without his flute in the container made of plastic PVC pipe. Eight flights were affected and more than 300 passengers evacuated while the bomb technicians investigated. But they still didn't give him his flute. Now, a week and a half ago, a homeschooling mother, no criminal record, went for educational reasons to get a flight simulator, something that's on most school computers and that is one of the most popular video games sold. There's hundreds of variants of flight simulators. I played with them, 18 years ago on the computers. It's one of the first computer games out there on PC. I remember being, a young little kid playing with them. And now, well, you're a teenager, I should say, but now we sit here, and she goes into Staples, and she says, I want to buy a flight simulator for my homeschooler as part of his education. And the technicians, the little minion at Staples, a big office supply house, you've all heard of it, sells the flight simulator for $19.95. And that night, she gets a SWAT team visit, and the FBI is there, and they ask her, are you planning to have your 10-year-old fly into buildings? And she said, what on earth are you talking about? And the person at Staples just decided to call the FBI. And remember, you got a road almanac in your car, it's over for you. And the FBI admitted, they said, this is so we can take more people in for questioning. See, everything is terrorism now. Federal court upholds D.C. handgun ban. That was the federal court case where the NRA argued we're for gun registration. We don't believe you should be able to leave your house with a gun. That was their pro-gun argument. Well, a federal judge on Wednesday upheld the District of Columbia's gun control law that prohibits ownership of handguns, rejected a legal challenge by the group of citizens backed by the National Shill Grab Your Guns Rifle Association. U.S. District Judge Reggie B. Walton dismissed the lawsuit in which the plaintiffs argue that a 28-year-old law violated their Second Amendment rights to own guns. The D.C. law prohibits ownership and possession of handguns and requires that others, such as shotguns, be kept unloaded, disassembled, or equipped with trigger locks. Walton ruled the Second Amendment is not a broad-based right of gun ownership, just like the Ninth Circuit. And the Supreme Court agreed with that last month. They said, yes, we can ban any gun we want. There is no individual right to own guns. That's your conservative Supreme Court appointed by Republicans. IRS moves to threaten Second Amendment newsletters. Now, this is the campaign finance reform that Lord Bush signed, and you said, don't worry, the courts will throw it out. And I said, no, they won't. And now it looks like if we try to have Larry Pratt on or anybody else from any other 501c3 group on 60 days before an election, or if they send out an email alert to tell you about a bill, they will be charged with felony crimes. And the IRS is writing their own regulations off this law that are even more stringent. We'll tell you about those when we get back. And again, I know I'm a communist because I'm pro-gun. I understand that. I'm anti-open border. I'm anti-abortion. Yes, I'm a commie. I'm pro-gun. I know, neocons, that I'm bad because I don't love Bush. I don't love Bill Clinton either. And I'm just evil. And I guess so is Larry Pratt. So we'll tell you all about how they're going to get your guns when we get back. And you can all feel good and call Rush Limbaugh and tell him how much you love it, okay? But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. So again, I'm a communist. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
All right, folks, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. IRS moves to threaten Second Amendment newsletters. Gun Owners of America. You can read this at Infowars.com. The ink is barely dry on the Supreme Court's devastating decision in McConnell versus FEC in the so-called campaign finance case that the GOA was involved in. That decision severely restricted broadcast communications, thus making it more difficult for GOA to hold legislators accountable on the Second Amendment issues. Do you understand? that they doubled the money big corporations can give and stopped the money that individuals can give. Oh, that's a real reform in the right direction. And then said we can't interview people who are lobbying against government policies. Can't talk to land rights groups, can't talk to Second Amendment groups, but the unions and the big liberal groups are all exempted by Bush. Oh, what a good conservative. Now the IRS is already leaping forward to expand the court's ruling to include GOA newsletters, email alerts, and other Second Amendment communications. Put out for comment on December 23, 2003, when presumably no one would notice, proposed IRS revenue ruling 2004-6 creates a broad new set of ambiguous standards which groups like GOA must follow in order to avoid losing all or part of their tax-exempt status. On the proposed revenue ruling, the IRS could create a vague balancing test to determine whether GOA communications would be permitted by the government. Oh, permitting our speech now. Well, again, that's conservatism, and being for the Second Amendment is communism. I've got to learn the new neocon speak here. And it says, under the proposed revenue ruling, the IRS would create a vague balancing test to determine whether GOA communications would be permitted by the government. If the communication occurred close to an election mentioned as a office holder who was running for re-election and was targeted to put pressure on congressmen through constituents in each representative's district, all of these factors would push toward outlawing the communication. Oh, yes, influencing your leaders cannot be allowed. Man, I tell you, this is so good. This is so American. Although the McCain-Feingold incumbent protection plan was repulsive enough, the proposed revenue ruling would go far beyond the anti-gun statute. Unlike McCain-Feingold, the proposed revenue ruling would not be restricted to broadcast ads. Rather, it would apply to newspaper ads, email alerts, newsletters, and other communications by organizations such as GOA. I guess I'm going to get arrested when I interview Larry Pratt 60 days before the election. Unlike McCain-Feingold, the proposed revenue ruling would not automatically exempt communications which occurred more than 60 days prior to the election or which fell below the certain monetary threshold. So it will not be more than 60 days now. See how that works? Very conservative. For example, when GOA learned that the anti-gun rider had been placed on a defense authorization bill in 2000, GOA alerted its members to this provision, which would have allowed the Department of Defense to confiscate and destroy and military surplus item that had ever been sold by the government. And it said, and it just goes on and on. So I guess we'll individually have to go research all the bills for ourselves, which we already do some, and shows like this will have to talk about it. But they're discussing that that may not be allowed, too. They may bring back the fairness doctrine, where if I mention that I'm pro-gun, I'll have to have Violence Policy Center or Handgun Control or the 200 bureaucrat march, I mean mommy march on, and I will not be allowed to talk. They will be given equal time. Sounds like freedom. We're not kidding here. So, again, I'm sorry, I'm a communist. I'm pro-gun, pro-family, anti-big government, pro-border, anti-abortion. I'm an evil liberal. I've been accused of being one. I should just shut up and just love gun control and love open borders and love everything evil and everything would be okay. Turn my guns in and what do you think about this, folks? We're losing our entire country right now. And I have arguments every day on the street with mindless so-called conservatives who tell me Bush is great, and Alex, I can't believe you turned into a liberal. Now, they are the vast minority of people, but they're old Republican activists that I've been friends with for years and been involved with back when I would, you know, do stuff for the Republican Party, like putting up yard signs or poll watching. I'd like these poor souls to call in. I mean, I know you're out there listening right now. I'm a liberal because I'm pro-gun. Okay. I'm not being sarcastic here, folks. I'm being serious. 1-800-259-9231. We'll come back, take some calls. Then I'll get to Judge DeRule on Israeli charge with weapons smuggling. He was arming the Muslims, of course. Ontario considers fingerprinting driver's license. 911 director gave evidence to own inquiry, talking about the corruption of that whitewash committee. Median County, false alarm heard nationwide, a false FEMA alert, shades of the future. Rumsfeld exerting pressure on Bush to launch military strike against Syria. Arizona prepares for secession from the U.S. It's all coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Groundrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
All right, Dan and Spencer and Paul and Jim and Fred and everybody else, your calls are coming up here in just a couple minutes. We have the folks running the new Christian website who are activists. I've actually interviewed before. BushRevealed.com, all of his wickedness being exposed, his neocon behavior in about an hour. Then I got Sheriff Arpaio, who is a fast and slick talker, coming on the show in the third hour. He's been on before. He runs his own little private, I don't know, Shawshank prison down in Arizona. So that's coming up. And now he's got all the illegal aliens registering for the draft down there. They're already hiring illegals and convicted felons, aggravated felon illegals, who make up the majority of our military in many cases. Many units are the majority made. And they got the ads, Army of One, with Russian Spetsnaz going, I now serve in the Army of One. I am Russian. Yeah, just getting you all ready for it. Got the NATO aircraft in the skies, Czechoslovakian troops massing right where I'm at. It's all very, very interesting. So see, everything I've talked about now coming out mainstream. I guess the show's not as radical as it used to be. I guess that's why we're getting more AM and FM affiliates. My goodness. 5 years ago, people couldn't believe it. Now it's just right out in the open. So those calls are coming up in a second. I just got a bunch of other news here. Before I go back to the calls or to the calls for the first time today, I want to encourage every single listener to engage in the information war. And that means if you listen to us on an AM or FM station, tell 10 people a day, hey, tune in to 1360 or tune in to, you know, 1260 or tune in to whether it's in Texas or Rhode Island or Kansas City or California or Oregon or wherever you're listening to us, or Florida. Tell 10 people a day about the show, because I've listened to all the shows out there. I know we've got, frankly, the best show exposing the New World Order with the best analysis out there. It's just real simple, and which scares me because I'm not perfect and I should do a better job, and I'm trying to, but big responsibility. Please tell folks about the show and get my videos. These are amazing, professionally produced films. I also carry the Loss of Liberty video about what really happened to the USS Liberty. I carry Eric Hupschmid's Painful Deceptions film, 2 hours long, about 9/11. Excellent info. I carry Tex Mars books, Fritz Springmeier. I carry a lot of other great items and other videos by other authors that I think are really important. I've got George Humphrey's books and his books on CD, very professionally produced, make great gifts to wake somebody up. Just go to Infowars.com and check out our online secure shopping cart and get some CDs or T-shirts or books or videos. And my 10 videos, Matrix of Evil, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, those are $25.95, all over 2 hours. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. Don't wait. Now is the time to get the films. And your purchase makes this show possible. If I get more support, I can get more employees, make more films, do a better job, maybe hire somebody to take out the trash and put in the light bulbs, which I now do. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order a heaping helping of info power. It's as good as it gets, the best tools we've got, waking up 90% of those that see the films. Get Paul Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos, or my book, Descent into Tyranny. Take action. The toll-free number to order the books, the videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or you can also write to me. I'm right here in Austin, Texas. It's address it to Alex Jones. With your checks to Alex Jones, sometimes it's to the radio show or whatever, to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I get complaints. I'll say that too fast. Here it is again. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Before I get back into the news, and I did do a good job of covering a lot of it, let's go back to the calls, or to the calls. Dan in New York, go ahead.
Alex, God bless you, brother. Keep up the great work. You're a great American patriot. I want to thank you for waking me up. I have all your tapes, your book. Really enjoyed them. Really woke me up. I'm trying to share it with other people. Woke some people up. Some people are still skeptical. A good friend of mine, a question I have, I'm listening. He goes, his buddy moved down to Arlington, Virginia to become a firefighter. He was arrived on the scene at the Pentagon in 9/11. He was one of the first at the scene. He said, I'll call him up, and if everything you say that Alex Jones says and Eric Hupschmid says and everyone else about 9/11 is true, this guy will confirm that. So I figured, this will be a slam dunk. I'll win this guy over. But he called his buddy in Arlington, and he said, yeah, a lot of people are talking about conspiracies about what happened at the Pentagon. He goes, I was the first one there. I saw it with my own eyes. He said he saw an American Airlines jet there. People still strapped in. He saw the AA on its tail. And he goes, your friends are wrong and are conspiracy theorists. And I just don't understand why he would say something like that.
Well, let me answer this question as best I can. My films, my two videos, and my book, my 220-page book and my 5 hours of a video in my two 9/11 films. 5 hours total, those two videos. In fact, over 5 hours. I never talk about the Pentagon. I never talk about the missing Boeing. I never get into it. But I have reviewed the footage. I have looked at the photos. I do have the interviews with other firefighters, police, military people who say they saw a small commuter jet. Some said they saw a missile. I mean, witnesses are, you know, historically very varied, and people get things wrong. He's a firefighter trained, this person you're talking about. And I wish it was him we were talking to.
Right.
And not third hand. But he's someone trained, and I really respect firefighters. I look up to them. I looked up to police growing up. I still look up to firefighters. They're the salt of the earth. God bless them. Amazing individuals, real heroes, a lot more than these stupid sports heroes. So I respect what he's saying. That's why I haven't focused in on the missing Boeing, because it can't be proven any, either way. But I know this. I have the video from the hour of the, you know, because the first 30 minutes, it was just that far away shot of the smoke at Pentagon, remember?
Right.
And then 30 minutes in, suddenly we saw news cameras up close, remember?
Yep.
Okay, well, I have the live video that I recorded. That I recorded of all this. I sat down and watched it. Spent nights after night watching it. I have all the photos. And there's nothing. There's no photos of parts. There's no photos of anything. And also, there's photos and video of a tiny hole, maybe 10 feet across, in a smoking black facade. Then they spray water on it for 3 hours, and it collapses. I've seen video from right inside the hole. There's no parts. There's no nothing. Where did it all go? Then they come in and pour all this sand on the grass. The grass wasn't even charred. The most surveilled piece of property in the world, is the Pentagon, and all they have is a white-hot flash explosion, not a dirty flash explosion like you'd see from a plane crash, a white-hot explosion flash that Eric Hubschman goes over with the physics in the video. And there are major questions that are unanswered concerning this. So that's what I have to say about that issue.
I agree with you, Alex, 100%. But what do you think this firefighter, what do you think, he's lying, covering up, or my friend is lying? Or,
well, a lot of people...
I agree with him.
You know, there are still people that tell me there's no New World Order when I have an entire... I have two paper boxes. You know the big boxes that, like, 10 reams of paper come in?
Yep.
You know, the big, you know, packets of printer paper?
Yes.
Okay, I have box after box, you know, just of articles, mainstream, over the last decade with presidents, prime ministers calling for a new world order. The Pope called for it 2 weeks ago. And then when I talk about the new world order, it doesn't exist, I'm a kook. And people will stand in my face and say, I've never heard it announced, there's no such thing, the Supreme Court didn't say they're under the control of the globalists, you're a liar. So a lot of people are masters of rationalizing and just like witnesses say they saw a commuter jet or a missile or a bomb go off. Who knows who's correct? This guy claims he saw Boeing parts. Okay, where are the Boeing parts?
I agree.
So we got so many different reports and the rest of it. I don't know. So I don't talk about it. I don't get into it.
Right, but I'm losing credibility with my friends because, you know, Eric Huffman's video was on your website.
Yeah, we got it. We got like... I don't know, 15 minutes for free, folks can watch. And by the way,
right,
it's killing us bandwidth-wise.
Right. I mean,
folks should buy something.
Right. I mean, now, more or less, anything you say or I say, he won't listen to because he says, well, you were wrong on this, and according to his friend, though. I'm just saying,
well,
I'm losing credibility.
Get his friend's number. We'll have his friend on as a guest. Any eyewitness to anything, I mean, we don't screen the calls. We want to discuss it.
Right. I'll have him call you.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call,
Alex,
bud.
Alex, thanks, bye.
Hey, I appreciate it, Dan. But what we do know is the public officials were told not to fly. We do know NORAD was ordered to stand down. We do know the CIA was running a drill of flying hijacked jets into buildings in New York and D.C. That's Associated Press. We do know they flew out 144 of the bin Laden family on September 11th. We do know Bush Sr. was meeting with the head of bin Laden on September 11th that morning. We do know the head of Pakistani intelligence, who wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, was meeting with the heads of the House of Senate Intelligence Committees that morning. We do know they flew 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety out of Afghanistan in the middle of the war. We do know there was CIA insider trading. We do know that bin Laden met with the CIA in July of 2001. On and on and on for hours. We have over 500 articles posted in the 9/11 section of PrisonPlanet.com. So I could just rattle on for 10 hours. I've probably done 20 shows. More than that, where for 3 hours, I just go over smoking gun after smoking gun, red flag after red flag, as fast as I can talk. All mainstream. The hijacker's still alive. On and on and on and on and on. That's why I focus on that. Hushman does ask the questions about the Pentagon. Why is it the most surveilled place in the world with thousands of cameras, no video? Okay. Fighter pilots say they couldn't fly a Boeing that good. Why did NORAD stand down? Where's the video and photo of the parts? Spencer in Ohio, go ahead.
Yes, sir. You've talked a lot about cloning in the space program recently. So why did Ike, why was he against the space program? And, you know, how can we put a man on the moon if we can't determine if Harrelson was the man up on the grassy knoll behind the picket fence? And why did Barbara Walters say he is an innocent man? How the hell does she know?
All right. Thanks for the call, Spencer. Spencer's always got funny comments for us. I believe we've been to the moon, okay? I know they've got 35 years of suppressed technology, and again, that's another debate I don't get into. You're welcome to call in about it and give us your opinion, but I just can't prove it one way or the other, so I'll stay away from it. Look, you want to know what this acceleration of the space program is about? It's a giant cash cow of black budget funding. You know, it's more sophisticated than the $700 hammers and $500 toilet seats. They could just, the money goes in, it doesn't come out, and they put some tinker toy on Mars, you know, some lander, and go, oh boy, look at how advanced we are. I'm all for exploration, but not with it all secret and corrupt. So that's where I stand on that. And I didn't know that Ike was against the space program. I thought it really bloomed under him. Let's talk to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to clarify some of your views about Taiwan, and because sometimes you make it sound like the United States should either wage war against China in the defense of Taiwan.
Yes, we should.
You really believe that the
yes.
United States should go to war
yes.
with China
yes.
over Taiwan?
Yes.
You really do?
Yes.
Wow. I'm surprised because
I believe in standing up to evil. I believe we should have let MacArthur kick their tails in when he could have defeated them. We should have used nuclear weapons on them then.
But you're aware
they killed 50 million people, buddy.
But
you know, I believe in going after Hitler or Mao or Stalin or any of them.
So in a sense, you're really not in following the footsteps of George Washington, where he did not want an interventionist foreign policy, or believe that we were
alive. Well, if we had George Washington in, they wouldn't have given America wouldn't have given the bomb to the Chi-Coms and the Russians. If we had George Washington here, we would be helping put the nationalist in power.
Right, so, but my point is, why should temporarily majority white nation of the United States basically get involved into an interracial, basically Chinese conflict over the freedom of 30 million basic foreigners? I don't want to pay for this, Alex. I don't feel we're obliged to save everybody in the world from communism or tyranny. I'm more concerned about preserving my tyranny. Now, if you are for a protracted war with China just over Taiwan, do you realize what kind of draconian loss of freedom we would have, the amount of people required for the draft to go to war with China?
Okay, can I talk?
Yes.
Can I talk?
Yes.
And because you disagree, we'll hold you over as long as it takes, and we'll get to Jim and Fred and everybody else. Paul, again, you're putting the cart before the horse. If we had a real foreign policy and we had a good government, did you know that it is now admitted by the former CIA section chief, even on History Channel, but we already knew, but they admit it now, that our government put Mao into power?
I would believe it.
It's admitted fact.
I believe it.
And they gave them...
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. So I would believe in not being an intervention in the first place. You know, it's our government giving nuclear reactors to North Korea. It's our government that gave the bomb. It wasn't the Rosenbergs, folks. It was... They were the Patsies. Our government gave the bomb to the Russians to build up this foreign enemy. I believe that never should have been done.
I agree with that, too.
Okay. Our government created Adolf Hitler. It was the U.S. Banks and the British banks that put Hitler in power. They create these boogeymen, and then we have to deal with them. And you're right, a war with China will be horrible. China's afraid We have the power to squash him. We should be arming Taiwan, okay?
That I agree with, Alex.
With the MAD system, mutually assured destruction. Instead, we give them 30-year-old destroyers and Tinker toy missiles. Meanwhile, our government's arming China with intercontinental ballistics to hit the U.S. So I don't really believe we should go to war with China, but now we may have to because of what these pieces of filth have done in the Clinton and Bush administration. And let me tell you something. If I was in China and 50 million of us had been killed, I'd want somebody to come save me. And that's what makes going after Iraq, that's an angel, compared to China. But instead, our government loves China.
Right. But I just feel we have no obligation to save foreigners. You know, I just believe that. And the best way to...
The point is, we don't save people that deserve and need saving. We arm the murdering creeps, well, and then we go to war against the murdering creeps.
I agree. There's a problem there, too.
So, to understand, when the communists attacked Korea, I believe it was the proper thing to do to fight back against them, and we should have taken China over then. Okay? But no, we didn't. So now we're going to have a staged war with them. I'll explain what's going to happen when we get back.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in a country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are MERS. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, this is what happened. The globalists built up Hitler because World War I didn't get them their League of Nations, then becoming the UN in 1945. Born in San Francisco. And so they went around building up all these enemies all over the planet so they could build up a police state here to supposedly counter it. Then they put Mao Zedong into power while all the time talking about how evil China was. And this is an admitted fact now, folks. Our government helped kill 50 million people. That is the criminals in control of it, the Dulles brothers and the rest of them. And then we told Taiwan we'd help them, and now we're cutting them loose. And that's wrong. You don't tell somebody for 53 years, we stand with you, and then cut them loose. I mean, China is as evil as it gets, folks. And think about the treason of our government, giving them the missile parts, the supercomputers, everything. So obviously, I'm not for this corrupt government having some staged war. This is what will happen. We'll get into a war with Syria and Iran and a bunch of other countries. China will then move during a big terror attack here in the U.S., engineered by the globalists, against Taiwan. It'll be just like World War II. China will be given parts of Asia, and the globalists here will grab other parts of the world. It's just empire. And it's all part of the same system. It's totally staged. IBM and Hewlett-Packard and everybody else are building their factories, Boeing, you name it, in China now. The globalists have said they're the model country, they're the new worker bee complex of the new world order to put everybody else out of business, to destroy the middle class of the world. That's the system. We have warfare being waged against us. So China isn't going to nuke us or attack us, folks. They're going to start taking over their neighbors, and we're going to stand by and fund them to do it. What will happen is North Korea will move on South Korea, and then China will move on whoever they feel like, and that's how it works. It's a stage deal. Paul, go ahead.
Well, Alex, if we wanted to really combat China, we could, for one, we should arm, and I'm for arming Taiwan. I just don't believe we should use our forces or our boys.
Well, here's the question. Would we buy goods from Hitler? Let's say we never went to war with Hitler, and it was 1950, and we knew he had all these slave camps. Would we have the number one import we have be from Germany? No, we should ban all Chinese goods. And people go, well, hurt the Chinese people. No, it won't.
Right,
we need to ban all Chinese goods. We're buying stuff from people that have killed 50 million human beings and have gotten worse, not better.
I agree with that. But my point is, why burden the American taxpayer and take away their freedom for foreign civilians or foreign nations? Let these foreign nations defend themselves. Alex, if we want to transfer nuclear technology to Taiwan, I'm not against that, Alex.
Well, understand. Well, I agree with you. Understand, yeah. That's the globalists controlling us. We're not in the power structure. We're not making decisions here. Let's be honest about that and get into a position where we are making decisions, Paul.
Yes.
But, I mean, they created the problem. They're certainly not going to fix it, okay?
Right, but I think it would be a fair warning, and I'm sure Taiwan knows that now with what George Bush did recently.
They have to go it alone. Selling Taiwan out, very conservative. Hey, are you a communist for being for Taiwan?
Me? I'm not a communist, but I'm not Taiwan for Taiwan. I think the Taiwanese should be for Taiwan,
and they should not depend upon
the United States to come to their defense.
Paul, are you getting my sarcasm?
Yes, I get your sarcasm.
We're the liberals now because we're for Taiwan. I'm serious. Yeah. I heard it in the news. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're liberal because we're for closing the borders, yes. So I've got to learn this. We'll start the second hour, and we'll get to Fred and Rick and Jim and Mike and everybody else. And then I've got a new Christian website, calls for Bush to be thrown out of office. Got them coming on. Then I got Sheriff Arpaio, Mr. Police State, coming on the third hour. He's getting all the illegals set up for the draft now. So a big show lined up for you on this Friday. TGIF, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are their websites. More communism straight ahead.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.